Galnet News Digest, 2nd of July 3310. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, it's a Titan Goes Boom week. And we're patiently waiting for the Type 8, two more ships, and Powerplay 2.0.
Titan Indra is expected to go boom before the week is out. And that means it's nearly time to earn your cosmetics. You need to earn 2 million credits of Pilots Federation bounties during the 7 days leading up to the Titan being destroyed to earn whatever cosmetic rewards are on offer. However, it's become much harder to earn anything by attacking a Titan before it's vulnerable. If you can, the best advice seems to be to wait until the Titan loses its last remaining control systems on Thursday, and then have a hand in destroying as many of the thermal core rings as you can. In addition to the star on your decal, you'll also earn arcs for each ring you attack. Progress is visible both on the system and galaxy maps, and by looking at the lights going out on the core itself. You just need stuff you can buy from a rescue ship to take part. A Thargoid Pulse Neutralizer and a couple of caustic sink launchers to get through the Maelstrom Cloud, a Nanite Torpedo Pylon to force the Titan to expose its thermal core, and some standard anti-Xeno weapons to do it some damage. AX missile launchers are a good choice. The Thargoids won't pursue you into the asteroids, so you can safely repair and regenerate your shields. Once the Titan has failed, and the Thargoid ships start escaping, you can rescue human hostages, or attack the fleeing aliens to earn some credits. But keep an eye on the timer. In all four previous cases, the Titan has exploded spectacularly exactly 24 hours later. And we can assume the same will happen for Indra too. You really don't want to miss that.
It's going to be a while before we get to see Powerplay 2.0 and its impressive carrier formations and exclusive benefits for pledging. But the Python Mark II will become generally available on the 8th of August, which is also when the Lacon Type 8 is expected to become available as a premium purchase. Powerplay 2.0, which is what the federal election and the sad tale of the Emperor's sick mother have been waiting for, is expected to become available in the very late summer, specifically in September, which, after all that global warming and the Third World War, has presumably been redesignated as summer in the Northern Hemisphere of Earth in the 3300s. We don't yet have a lot of detail about what it will mean for commanders, but it seems likely that it will be worth pledging to one of the powers for the significant benefits and for the right to land on the power's carriers. It is not at all clear what will happen to prismatic shields, pack hounds and pacifiers. Will they still be locked to a specific power, or will they become generally available? Meanwhile, the second of the four new ships that will be released this year has been announced. The Lacon Type 8 is a medium pad hauler with lots of capacity and enough hard points to make tritium mining practical. It'll be available in early August if you don't mind buying it using ARCs. Otherwise, you'll probably need to wait till October, which is when the third new ship is likely to become available for early access. And by our reckoning, the fourth new ship of 3310 is likely to be released in January 3311. But we are ready to be pleasantly surprised if it comes out this side of Christmas.
And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.